Just a few hours before the start of his Lenten exercises, Pope Benedict XVI once again urged the faithful to take part in a Lent of contemplation.
Today, the first Sunday of Lent, we are invited to contemplate Jesus as an example of how to conduct our daily struggle against temptation.
Speaking to the crowd gathered in St. Peter's Square for this weekly Angelus, Pope Benedict said that the crucifix is the source from which we can draw the indispensable spiritual energy to build peace and happiness. He added some contemplative suggestions, such as when we look straight at Christ's ribs, we can discover that God is love and understands sin and the boundless stream of mercy.
May this time of purification prepare our hearts to celebrate the saving mysteries of the death and the resurrection of Christ.
The Pope, deriving his Angelus reflection from his Lenten message, entitled They Shall Look on Him Whom They Have Pierced, said, in these days of Lent, let us not remove our hearts from this mystery of profound humanity and high spirituality. By looking at Christ on the cross, he suggests, let us feel that he is looking at us.
Chiediamo alla Vergine Maria.
Pope Benedict concluded by calling on the Virgin Mary to help gain a firm faith whose soul, he said, was pierced near her son's cross. Guiding us on the Lenten path, may she help us, he said, put aside all that distracts us from listening to Christ and his word of salvation.
Invocando la potenza divina su ciascuno di voi.
It's with these words that the Pope entrusted the Virgin Mary with the spiritual exercises for this week, which Cardinal Giacomo Bifi will preach in the Vatican starting Sunday until Saturday morning, March 3rd, with the participation of the Pope and the Roman Curia. The Archbishop Emeritus of Bologna will preach on the subject, Look for Things Above, where Christ sits on the right side of God. Think about things above, not about those on earth. The Holy Father appealed to the faithful to accompany the group with our prayers, which he said he will gladly return by way of meditation, invoking the divine power for each one of us, our families and communities.
I wish you all a pleasant stay in Rome and a blessed Sunday.
Amen.